MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
With what's going on in this country to take to the streets? Some people are. In fact, they're holding rallies and getting ready to descend, from what I understand, on Washington. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney sitting here with you looking across this great country here on America Tonight. Coming up this hour, we're going to chat with my pal Ben Fuchs. Ben talks about how you can get heart healthy, in a sense, gives you a really in-depth look at things that happen to people leading up to heart problems. This is all piggybacked on James Gandolfini, the actor who became uber successful when he played the character Tony Soprano on the hit series of HBO's The Sopranos until 2007. When it wrapped, he died at the age of 51. While he was traveling around Italy, specifically he was in Rome. Speaking of traveling, the word has traveled that, you know, we're not going to take it anymore, especially when it comes to the IRS. We want answers. We want them now. The politicians agree with a lot of their constituents who are Tea Party members or patriots or people just backing up the theory that the IRS is dead. Here's Congressman Dave Camp.
Commit to you. We will get the answers. It will take time, but we will get the facts, and we will follow them wherever they lead.
Wow, that would be refreshing, wouldn't it? Get the facts and follow them wherever they lead. So instead of just pushing it off and saying, oh, well, you know, they had some problems because they were just overwhelmed with the amount of applications they were getting for tax-exempt status in that Cincinnati office, and, oh, yeah, there was that thing in Washington, D.C. Let's hope that they do get some answers. Let's hold their feet to the fire. All right, speaking of getting the facts, guess we didn't get the correct facts when it comes to the 1996 TWA Flight 800 crash. Investigators want a missile theory actually looked into, or so the investigators who are retired are saying. These are former National Transportation Safety Board guys who were all over this thing for the 2 years that it was investigated, and every time they pointed to this looks like a missile, this looks like a missile, they were, pardon the pun, shot down. In fact, there was one guy, Jim Spear, who was the accident investigator for the Airlines Pilot Association, that said, you know, it's obvious the truth was not allowed to be pursued here in what we were doing. And here's some of the specifics of this. Spear said he found explosive residue on a part from the right wing, which also had three holes. And he said, you know, a majority of people working in that hangar didn't feel as if the evidence was properly being handled. So the NTSB said it's going to review the petition. This is the pressure from a documentary that's coming out on July 17th, which would be to the day, the 17-year anniversary of that sad crash, TWA Flight 800 was going from JFK to Paris, and there were 230 people on board that flight. After weeks went by, the plane was reassembled in a hangar from all the parts they could pull out of the sea. But the cause of the crash was not identified immediately, and after they said that the crash was caused by static electricity that ignited the fuel flames, a lot of people said that that casted serious doubt on the theory. You know, skeptics were like, nah, there's no way. And that added to the controversy because there were already witnesses, lots of witnesses, who gave accounts that did not match up to what was being said of a fireball that, boom, went up from the ground and hit the plane before it went down. So why wouldn't we get the truth on this one? What would there be to hide here? That, yeah, it might have been a terrorist attack, and so we don't want American people to be worried that if they get on a plane, they could be shot down by a missile, or was it some kind of military freak thing, or what? So you know, that investigation, for 2 years they worked in that hangar, but it actually lasted for 4 years. I mean, they looked at the documents, they analyzed all that kind of stuff, and it's wild that they came up with what they came up with, but yet you have all these other investigators, you have former pilots, and you have at least 12 different people who are highly credentialed saying, well, that's not really what happened here. And I think as the documentary springs open, it'll cause more controversy. It's a wild summer already. And I feel sorry for the people who lost kids on that flight, who lost relatives of whatever, you know, familiar relationship it was, because it's got to be the worst call in the world to get. It's a happy time. A lot of those people were going on vacation. They're going to Paris for the first time or the second time or whatever, going on a honeymoon, and then they, you know, never even make it out of the United States because immediately the plane is brought down. And if it was brought down by a missile, boy, I would love to see them prove that. Wouldn't that be great if they could pull that all together? But since it's been such a long time period, you have to wonder. And my question would be, why would they just shut that down? Because that was a terrible day, July 17th, 1996, just minutes from taking off. The FBI dismissed all of the multiple eyewitness accounts, by the way, of the fireball going up from the ground and hitting the plane. They said, no. People get confused. They don't know what they're seeing. And they just poo-pooed that and pushed that off in the corner, which then didn't lead to pursuing that a little bit more, especially when investigators were told to just, you know, just leave it alone, just walk away from that. We started with the IRS and still trying to get to the bottom of what happened with the Tea Party groups that were denied their tax-exempt status and ultimately who's responsible. I mean, there's got to be one person, a few people, who is it, who said, you know, don't approve these, slow play them so that they don't get the tax-exempt status. Somebody, that must have left somebody's lips, or it must be in a memo somewhere. So when you say IRS and bonuses, it infuriates people. Well, guess what? The IRS is going to pay $70 million in employee union bonuses, which is obviously pretty contrary to the Obama directive to halt rewards because of this government-wide budget cuts that's happening, the sequester. That has to really upset some people. What they're saying is it's part of a contract and they can't get out of it because this was promised under the contract. So here we have this situation with the Tea Party groups, conservative organizations that happened for the tax-exempt status they were applying for during 2010 and the 2012 elections. We had the lavish, crazy parties in Las Vegas. Woohoo! $4,000 for a suite on you, taxpayers. And then we've got this, that the bonuses have to be given out. They can't be canceled. They can't be canceled. So the people are going to get their bonuses while so many others in the IRS have had their pay cut because of the sequester. Some taking, you know, a 15% pay cut or more. And now they're going to dole out $70 million in bonuses. Oh, could the timing be worse? 90,000 employees unpaid furlough days, at least five, while others are dancing in the cash. Ooh, odds and ends coming up. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. is, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's time to prepare for an uncertain future at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival, June 28th, 29th, and 30th at the Valair Ballroom in Des Moines. Tickets are only $6 per day or $12 for a three-day pass. Speakers include Jackie Clay of Backwoods Home Magazine, Dr. Bones and Nurse Amy of Doom and Bloom, and Jack Spearco of the Survival Podcast. There's 100 free concealing and handgun classes each day, and you'll gain valuable knowledge as you learn how to prepare with beekeeping, soap making, canning supplies, cooking with solar, gold and silver, seed banks, and water purification. There's even a free apple seed shoot for the kids. Check out the Youngevity booth and the health product line with pharmacist Keith Abel speaking about natural healthy living. The Midwest Self-Reliance Festival, June 28th, 29th, and 30th in Des Moines, Iowa. Presented by My Patriot Supply and sponsored by Genesis Communications Network. Visit valairballroom.com for tickets and find us on Facebook at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival.
Now on the day I was born, the nurses all gathered round. They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone.
Anybody want to fire some IRS agents? Why don't we start with the 16,000 IRS agents that are going to implement Obamacare?
It's time to abolish the IRS. Take out something where every single American has to pay something to support this magnificent country.
All right, some hot opinions from political types. A big rally in D.C. Senator Rand Paul, you heard him there, from Kentucky. And Michelle Bachmann, the congresswoman from Minnesota. What do they have in common? They both are Republicans. They both have really hardcore feelings about what's happened here, and it's a layup, I think, for most people, because how can you possibly condone, no matter what your politics are, how can you condone targeting those groups? It doesn't make any sense. It's stupid, because if anything, it just starts the process again of, they did it to us, why would they do that? They were trying to rig the elections. I mean, all that conversation rolls out, and obviously, it's going to be easy to figure out that they were being stymied, that they were being stopped dead in their tracks. All right, if you've just tuned into America Tonight and it's your first time, woohoo! We love first-timers. You can always give us a call. Don't be afraid. TWA flight that went down, what do you think? Come on, you conspiracy fans. Was it a missile? Was it the government? Was it an accidental military exercise? I don't think it was that. I think it was a missile. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. I can remember the conversations about that, but how quickly they went away. How quickly that just kind of all went out the window. And then they said the thing about the electricity, and that was it. Boom. But lots and lots of pilots, lots of investigative types, never ever thought that was what it was. They didn't believe that that was the cause. They thought it was some kind of a missile and that it was no freak accident. So here we go. Is this falsifying information, conveniently stepping around the truth, avoiding what could be people getting upset over a terrorist attack that was seemed so easy from the ground, shooting a missile, and how does that happen in the United States if that was the case? And naturally, it would shake people up. But is it better to tell the truth and let people know what they're dealing with, or to cover up, conveniently dance around what truly is the reason for a major airline having a flight brought down to the ground? I think we just deserve to know the truth. Please don't censor it for us. Or they're censoring it for themselves, which is more likely. But you just got to figure that with that many investigators who are now retired, really burning inside, upset, want to tell the story, that there's got to be more to this than meets the eye. We can't just swallow the story. I mean, we should question things as they are put before us anyway. Isn't that the American way, to question, to probe, to ask? Why aren't we doing that? Why aren't we probing more? Why aren't we trying to find out more? I'll tell you, I was never more proud of everybody in this country when the Affordable Health Care Act came down the pike, because it was conveniently shoved out there for, let's hurry up and pass this. But no, no, no. People got wise to it, and there was a demand for those town hall meetings. And then there were a lot of answers that weren't there. There were no answers. Well, we don't know. How much is it going to cost? We don't know. It depends. That's what a lot of the answers were. So it was very, very vague. Now, it ends up passing anyway, and now there's fallout from that. And this also doesn't matter if you're a Republican, doesn't matter if you're a Democrat, doesn't matter if you are an independent, because health care is health care is health care. And when you walk around and you don't need health care and you don't have children, you're young, you feel like you're going to live forever, you could probably leap tall buildings, then something happens to you. Then you realize how important it is to be able to get decent medical care, but not have it break your bank and be completely unaffordable as it is now. All of us who have insurance are paying an extra $1,000 in our insurance to cover people in the country illegally, because that's breaking the back of so many hospitals and so many medical systems that's just the way it is. That's just the way we roll. We're paying for that. I'd rather put that toward people just getting health insurance, but the whole thing is so jimmy-rigged that I think it may work in the favor of the American people in the end, of all of us, because so many won't be able to get the insurance that quadruples. And it'll force perhaps, just like Dr. Keith told us on our last show, competition, because that's what we need, competition. Whenever there's competition, what happens? There are lots of alternatives. It's funny, it's like in the insurance game, there are lots of alternatives. I know, I get them every day in the mail. Farmers, State Farm, Safeco, whoever. They're all trying to get your business. They're all telling you how they're so much better, so much cheaper. We're cheaper than the other guy. For goodness sake, Flo has made a living on that with Progressive. Those commercials about comparing the rates. Well, if we could really have that kind of a system, now that would be something. That would make a difference. And we can. And we could. And we should. So we got to keep pushing on things that don't make sense. We have to look for the truth wherever we can find it or bang it out. And good for the people that they went and marched in Washington, had a little rally. Raise the awareness. Don't let it go away. Don't let it peter out. And that's why they did that, I'm sure. Don't let it peter out. Keep holding people to their word. Hold their feet to the fire. Because by doing that, it'll keep and preserve our liberties and make us as free of a nation as we can possibly be. So now with the surveillance situation, I think they've fumbled around a bit trying to come up with responses to all the leaked details about surveillance and other programs, all the anti-terror surveillance programs. And what they're saying now is that snooping isn't so bad. Who told you snooping was bad? Your civil liberties are being protected. Obama started things off by choosing Charlie Rose and going on his show. The president, who was heavily criticized last week for more directly defending his surveillance policies in the wake of Edward Snowden's bombshell about the leaks, and the leaks, of course, that were printed in The Guardian and everywhere else, insisted that he wrestles with the balance between, this was on Charlie Rose, the president, the balance between national security and civil liberties. At a House Intelligence Committee hearing on Tuesday afternoon, top intelligence and law enforcement testified that their snooping has prevented specific attacks, terror attacks, and refuted some important misconceptions about their work. And Obama said it pretty clearly, we don't have to sacrifice our freedom in order to achieve security. That's a false choice. And he clarified key points that might be lost on people who follow the surveillance debate just kind of casually. If you're a U.S. person, the NSA cannot listen to your telephone calls and the NSA cannot target your mail, is what the president is saying. And he's saying that that's not happening. The NSA chief, Keith Alexander, and deputy FBI director, Sean Joyce, said that U.S. surveillance had prevented more than 50 terror plots since 9/11, at least 10 homeland-based threats. One of them was a plan to blow up the New York Stock Exchange and the arrest of a San Diego man planning to send financial support to an Al-Qaeda group in Somalia. So they're saying if they didn't have that capability, they wouldn't have been able to get those two stories. I still think that there's just too much overreach here. And you can't prove to me that it's not overreach. As much as I do believe there should be some autonomy and we don't need to know every little detail, but when it's such a dump of information and such a breach of trust, you know, I don't know how you get that back. This is the second term for this president, so he knows he's okay. But what about all the other people in his administration? How much do you trust them? Ben Fuchs in the wings. We're talking to him next.
We can buy GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. and you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bombproof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Welcome back to America Tonight. I've been talking about this for a long time. It seems to me more people are having heart attacks. Do we not hear about it as much? Is it because there's a lot of famous people? But it's not just famous people. I've really, really seen an increase in this. And a big word comes down, and I love this guy. I mentioned it already earlier on the show. I had a chance to meet James Gandolfini, and he was such a sweetheart to me because I was doing sports in New York, and he was a huge sports fan. And when he met me, he said, "Yo, what exit are you from?" Because he knew. He got a big grin. He knew I was from New Jersey. And it was just a funny little moment between us. And, of course, he became uber famous because of the character he played on The Sopranos, Tony Soprano, the mob boss. Here he was traveling in Italy at 51 years old. He has a heart attack and dies. People, we have got to do something about our hearts and being heart healthy. So it's perfect timing because pharmacist Ben is in the wings to join us. You guys know him. You love him. His information is the best around, bar none, I'm telling you. He is the forerunner to what now people are starting to talk about. And you can catch him on the Bright Side on our network, on the GCN network. And you can check out his website, too, pharmacistben.com. Pharmacist Ben, this is, again, hearts. So many people are dying
so
of heart attacks.
Gandolfini had like a sweetness about him.
He did.
I always liked. Didn't he have like a kindness and a sweetness? I never saw The Sopranos, but I saw Where the Wild Things Are. Did you ever see that?
Yes.
Wasn't he good in that?
Oh, he was. He's a good actor.
Really, really good. So, so here's the deal. I didn't know much about James Gandolfini, except, like I said, saw Where the Wild Things Are. I saw him periodically in the news and such. He was a big guy. right? He was overweight. He was a big guy. Now, the weight is a problem on its own. Weight is a big issue because weight produces hormones. Weight produces hormones that throw off the body's biochemistry. Weight produces weight, fat. By weight, I mean fat produces hormones, literally. Your fat is an endocrine gland. Your fat is like your thyroid, or it's like your pancreas, or it's like your thymus, or it's like all the glands in your body. It's not just a bunch of loose stuff floating around. It actually makes hormones. And the more fat you have, the more hormones you have, specific kind of hormones. And it throws off the body's biochemistry in a big, big, big way, no pun intended. So that's a problem. But even more important is why he was fat. And why he was fat, typically, I don't know his medical case, medical history, but looking at his body, I can make a quick judgment call. Because this is what happens as we get older. We begin to lose our sensitivity to what is probably the body's most important hormone, and that is insulin. And insulin is not only the body's most important hormone, it's the body's most important aging hormone and growth hormone. And most of the disorders that we deal with in terms of what's called now metabolic syndrome, I'll tell you what that means here in a moment, most of the health issues that we deal with, believe it or not, most of them are all connected to dysfunctions in this hormone insulin, and that is especially true of circulatory system problems like heart disease, hypertension, blood clots, strokes, aneurysms, and all of the rest of the things that go wrong with our vasculature system. Do you know, by the way, you have 50,000 miles of blood vessels in your body?
Wow, you're kidding me.
Katie, can you believe this?
50,000
miles!
I can't.
And your heart beats a billion times in a lifetime, something
wow.
along yours. What? Are you kidding me? And it grows bigger and it grows stronger as you need it to grow bigger and stronger. When you work out, when you exercise, it grows. It's a muscle, for crying out loud. And it's composed of the same kind of tissue, very similar tissue, to the kind of tissue that makes your muscles, that keeps your skin from wrinkling, that keeps your body intact. It's a massive tissue that makes up most of your body called connective tissue. And the key to taking care of your heart is the same as the key to taking care of any other system of your body, and it is to correct the metabolic problem that is associated with blood sugar and insulin. Insulin is largely a blood sugar hormone. Now, it's very interesting because the word metabolism is kind of a weird, scary, chemically, biologically, biological word, correct? Like metabolism. What the hell
yes.
is that?
Is it?
All right. Okay, so we should know. We hear that word all the time. Boost your metabolism, right? Or he has a slow metabolism. You hear it all the time, right? Here's what metabolism is, okay? Ready? Everything in the body is either in a state of building or breaking down at any given moment. You're never staying still. This is one of the laws of thermodynamics. It says systems are never staying still. They're always either breaking down or building up. They're never at absolute rest. You follow me? They're always doing something, either building or breaking down. It's like when you have a business. You're either in the red or you're in the black, correct? You ever had a little business for yourself? You know, you're either in the red
sure.
or the black. In fact, it doesn't even matter how much you're spending at any given moment, as long as what? You're in the black, right? You're
right,
always going to be
right.
right. You're always going to be spending. You're always going to be breaking, you know, using up stuff, and you're always going to be making money. You're always going to be growing. Now, the body is like a business. It's either in the red or it's in the black. But at any given moment, you're either in breakdown mode. You're either in the red or you're in the black. You're never at neutral. You're always at one way or another. Now, the key to maintaining a healthy heart is the same as the key to ending not having wrinkled skin. It's the same as not having Crohn's disease. It's the same as not having cancer. It's the same as not having anything. It is to make sure that your body is in net build-up mode. Now, biologists do not net in the black. Does that make sense?
You're yes.
building up.
Yeah.
Now, biologists don't stay in the red and the black. They have fancy words. They're fancy words for in the black, where you're building more than you're breaking down, where you're making more, you're saving more than you're spending, your business in the black. The fancy word is anabolic. Okay? You ever hear of like anabolic steroids?
Yes,
they,
yeah.
Right? Right?
Yeah.
So anabolic steroids are steroids that help you get anabolic, that help you get in the black, that help you build. Bodybuilders are always looking to be in the black. They always want to build, right? They're not breaking down, they're building. All right? When you're sick, you are in the red. Now, biologists can't stay in the red, you know, just like they can't stay in the black. So they say catabolic. Catabolic means you're in the red. You're breaking down. Catabolism is the opposite of anabolism. Anabolism building up in the black. Catabolism in the red breaking down. Well, guess what catabolism and anabolism is together? Metabolism. Metabolism is the sum total of the chemistry that happens in your body. Nothing more, nothing less. Your metabolism is either in the black or it's in the red. But it is there's going to be some bottom line at the end of the day or the end of the year for your business, correct? Your metabolism is your biochemical bottom line. So what do you think you want to be? You obviously want to be in the black. You want to
yeah.
be, right, anabolic. Now, what happens as we get older is all of our systems start to go from anabolic to catabolic. We start to go from in the red, black in the red. Do you ever look at a 5-year-old kid or a 4-year-old kid or a 2-year-old kid, and you're looking at this kid and you're like, he's so full of life, and he's bouncing around, and he's red, rosy cheeked, and no zits, falls, gets right up. You know what I'm saying? He has this life force, this chi, that we look at, and we can't help but be amazed by it. You know what I'm talking about? Have you ever experienced that, right?
Oh, yeah.
That what you're seeing is a biochemical system that is in the black. Now, look at your grandmother. What's the difference? What is it? If you put them next to each other, the difference is what it's like to be big time in the black, to be a business that is super successful, that's making millions and billions of dollars and has a big fat bank account, something like, you know, big mega national corporation, and looking at a little rundown little business that's 150 years old, that's ready to go out of business, a little shoe factory maybe. You know, it's been 150 years old and everybody's leaving and nobody likes their jobs and they're all quitting and the town is falling apart. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's the difference. This is what we have to understand. It's not about the heart. It's not about the skin. It's not about the cancer. It's not about the bones. It's not about the thyroid. It's not about all the millions of ways that the medical model wants us to be bamboozled by its smoke and mirrors, which is nothing more than nomenclature and naming. This is what medicine is about. It doesn't do anything for us. It just names things, right? That's why there's never any cures for anything. They just name things. Nobody's caught on to this yet. I don't know how you could miss it, but we still haven't caught on to the fact that medicine is a failure, except when it comes to naming things. It's because it is not addressing the bottom line. Now, this is very ironic in a way, because the bottom line is the metabolism, the in the blackness. What we have to figure out to take care of our hearts, to take care of our bodies, to take care of our degenerative diseases, to take care of our accelerated aging, to take care of our wrinkles, our hyperpigmentation, our weight issues, all of it, is how to simply reverse that equation. So instead of being a catabolic, net in the red, we reverse it to being net in the black. Now, doctors, because they love to name things, right, have come up with a name for this generalized falling apart of the body where we're net in the black. You know what they call it? You may have heard of this term. It's now in it'll be popular here. It's been out for a few years now, this term. It's very, very ironic and cynical, this disease. This is the disease that's marked as a syndrome. You ever hear the term? You know when they say syndrome?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
A syndrome is like a complex of symptoms, a bunch of different things. They lump them together. They call them a syndrome, right? So they have a new syndrome. It's about 10 years old now, new in the scale of things. You'll start to hear about it more and more. A new syndrome, right? This is a syndrome where, guess what? You get high blood pressure, you get blood clots, your heart doesn't work well, you're prone to heart attacks, you may have strokes, you have cholesterol problems, you have weight problems. Is this sounding familiar, by the way? Can you relate to any of this stuff? Right? All of these are part of restless leg syndrome, nerve problems, inflammation. So there's more. I could go on and on. It's almost everything we suffer from. You know what they call this new disease? You ready for this? They call it, you can Google this, it's called metabolic syndrome. All right, the cynical nature of this. Instead of just saying, we don't know what the heck's happening, you're falling apart, they have the nerve to name this generalized decay, this rotting of our body. So now you can bill it for the insurance companies, and you can drug it with medications, and you can have a new reason to have an office visit to your doctor. Now that you have metabolic syndrome, which is it's nothing more than a fancy name for your body's falling the hell apart. And then it's in the red, it's not in the black. All you need to do is figure out what the heck is going on, why you're in the red, and reverse that into the black. And there are a dozen ways to Sunday strategies that you can use to accomplish that goal. And that will take care of your heart, it'll take care of your blood pressure, it'll take care of your cholesterol, it'll take care of your weight, it'll take care of your energy, it'll take care of your immune system, it'll reduce your autoimmune disease maybe to zero if you do it correctly. Every single marker of this generalized degenerative process that doctors so cynically call metabolic syndrome can be reversed simply and easily, without medication, without doctors, without insurance companies, and without pharmacies. And that's what we talk about all the time. That we talk about this every day.
Yes, we
on
do. You talk about it. Okay. We talk about it here too. Okay. But we're gonna next week. This is what we're gonna do. We're gonna tell you how to get out of the red. That was fabulous stuff. Let's save it for next time. Pharmacist Ben, thank you.
Thank you.
We Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine. Has a 100-year shelf life and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You know how I like polls? We've got a poll for you. This one from Fox News. So Fox News found out that American voters disagree. What do they disagree on? Of course we disagree. They disagree on security issues. In the wake of now what's happened with Snowden and whatnot, most disagree with Obama, and they say the war on terrorism is not over. Remember, Obama said of the September 11th terrorist attacks, at one point he said this war, like all wars, must end. That was back in May in a speech that he gave. And a lot of people seem to think that this signals the war on terrorism is winding down, but not so fast. Not people who were part of this poll. The poll was conducted after the revelations of the government's NSA arm that they'd been secretly collecting telephone and internet records of millions of us, and as part of a program to prevent future terrorist attack, we say, wait a second, how much we see the war on terrorism going away. 77% of voters say the war is ongoing and should continue to be a top priority for the government. 17% feel the war is over and should be a lower priority. The majority opinion overwhelms partisan differences, though, and that's not a surprise. 90% of those who identify with the Tea Party and 87% of military veterans believe the fight against terrorism should continue to be a top priority, as do most Republicans. In a role reversal, women, 82%, are even more likely than men, 72%, to be hawkish and say the government should keep the war against terrorism as a top priority. About 4 in 10 view it as a real war, like World War II or Vietnam, 39%. You know what's interesting is I think this is one of the big problems. The war is not like the war in Vietnam or not like World War II. It's the whole sacrifice thing. There are families that have made massive, massive sacrifices when they've given son after son or daughter and son to the efforts. However, if you talk to most of the people on the street, almost those Jay Leno-type interviews, they really wouldn't classify it as a war, and that's a shame. There's such a big disconnect, and that's part of the problem here with the selling of Iraq and Afghanistan and why I'm so fearful by what's happening in Syria. I say no way to boots on the ground there. No way. There should be a trend away from that, if anything, especially when it comes to the sands of the Middle East. And, you know, there is a fuse that could be lit, and Benjamin Netanyahu holds the matchstick that could ultimately let that flame burn and go kaboom, especially with what's happening with Iran and Iran supplying soldiers, forces to Syria, and Russia as well supplying arms. So we're right in the middle of this thing, and this is not just arm wrestling. This is much more serious than that. This is a sad story. I've been to the Hollywood Walk of Fame a couple of times, and it's such a big tourist area. And that's the whole thing with Hollywood movie stars and the old movie stars and the young movie stars. And police say they've arrested three panhandlers, a young woman who was taking pictures on the Walk of Fame, was stabbed. She was bleeding from a whole bunch of stab wounds at about 8:30 on Tuesday. All of a sudden she was laying there on the ground bleeding. So they beefed up patrols. They were trying to find out or figure out who the people were that stabbed her. She was there with friends and she took cell phone pictures. And, you know, the next thing you know, she was on the ground. And she was bleeding. And what's so sad about this is it does not have a happy ending. So she was a tourist. She was taking pictures, and she died at the hospital. They have not released her identity yet. And they haven't released it yet. And they're hoping that they can find out who's responsible for this, but very, very worried about actually turning up that person. And I can't imagine making that phone call and trying to, first of all, they got to figure out who she is, and they may have already done that, but then notifying the family, especially if she was on some kind of a vacation, that would be terribly sad. Either way, it's terribly, terribly sad. This may affect some of you, whether it's your children, grandchildren, yourself. I mean, who knows? Sometimes you go deep into student loans. Any kids now in the future, boy, those student loans are going to be so high. A bipartisan compromise on student loans started to sort of take shape in the Senate on Wednesday, worth mentioning here. So they would preserve fixed-rate loans for all students and linking interest rates with financial markets, too, as well. Student loans, you know, what the interest rate is, they might see a slight uptick from the 3.4 interest rates available in subsidized loans. Stafford loans from the last year under the proposal being circulated on the Hill. So they anticipate 3.8%, but it's still lower than the 6.8%. And graduate students' families, they may also see their interest rates decrease in the upcoming years. They're fighting to try to keep that at 3.8%. Somewhere in there, and they don't want to. The current system caps the rate at 8.25%, and they're considering keeping that in place and not messing around with that. Oh, you think about the career track that people take now, and to be a doctor, to be a lawyer, to go on to all the extra schooling. Boy, oh boy, you just would have to be on such a fast track, and you'd have to do well because of the competition. Like somebody told me one time, as much as we all cringe and hate to hear this, the thing about Harvard is it's not about getting good grades, it's just about getting in. And once you're in the club, and you will be able to always be employable, and somebody will find something for you, while the rest of us just have to languish and try to do the best we can. You know, I've never met anyone who went to Harvard who didn't tell me at least three times in the course of the first 5 minutes of meeting them that they went to Harvard. Vince Flynn wrote one of my favorite characters, Mitch Rapp, a counterterrorism thriller series altogether. He wrote 15 books. He sold more than $15 million in the United States alone because he sold lots overseas, too. Sadly, he died Wednesday in Minnesota. He had a 2-year battle with prostate cancer. He had 3 kids and a wife. He lived in St. Paul. And his books were so, so popular. And he gives hope to a lot of would-be writers. When he wrote Term Limits in 1997, he got 60 rejection letters. And then it became a local bestseller. Then it became a New York Times bestseller in paperback. So how about that? Persistence pays off. He died at a hospital in St. Paul. He was surrounded by 35 relatives and friends who he was a devout Catholic who said the rosary, and they were all there, and I guess that's what he wanted in the end. And it's sad for the family, but fortunate that he had so many close people around him to surround himself with in the end. He had a lot of big fans, too. 2 former presidents, President Clinton and George W. Bush, were big fans of Vince Flynn's. They read his books. His books were are absolutely terrific. I've read all of his books, too. I've gone through every single one of them in the last couple of years. I'm glued to them. If you like that kind of genre, that's the book for you, no doubt. Absolutely. The United States and Cuba have agreed to resume bilateral talks on migration issues. That's next month. The State Department is saying that they kind of are trying to thaw the chilly relationship, no doubt, that's been in place for a long time. So Havana and Washington wrapped up separate negotiations aimed at restarting direct mail service, which has been suspended since 1963. Whew! That'd be good for a lot of those families. They'd be able to reconnect. Not that they're not connected now, but they could reconnect even more. So we'll see. How do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time.
Safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.